Shumas, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei. Ein Meshalmin min aleket, umin ashichacha, umin apeya, umin ahefker. One cannot pay back the Kohen. If he eats Truma b'shoigeg, he cannot pay back from leket, shichacha, and peya, or from hefker. All these things are not chayiv in Shumas and Maestras to begin with. They're not a davar haroy lios kodesh. They're not something fitting to become kodesh, to become Truma, because from the beginning, they never ever had a time in their history that they ever had a chiv of Truma. Masha Ein Kein, like the Rav explains, something that's chulin, that already had its Shumas and Maestras taken off, at least that initially had a time where it was chayiv in Shumas and Maestras. And it was tevel, and fitting to become kodesh and truma. Now the Tosfos Yontif points out that we had in the beginning of the perek that the davar haroy lios kodesh is not that it once was, but the point there was that when you pay him back, the kohen, that it has to be right now fitting to become kodesh. You can't pay him back with truma and things like that. So you see that not only needs something fitting in the past, that one time had to be kodesh, like this Mishnah says, but you see in the previous Mishnahs that even at the time that you give it, it has to be something that's also chulin. So the Tosfos Yontif explains that Einachanami, you need at both times, that it had to have once been fitting to become kodesh, like tevel, and also right now, it's chulin and it's davar haroy lios kodesh right now as well. And only that can you pay the coin back if you would eat something b'shoigeg. Mishnah continues, v'loy mimaiser rishon shenitla trumasoi. And you cannot pay him back from Maiser Rishon that you took off Trumas Maiser. So the Rav explains, he says, even though right now it's Chulin and it's totally fine, it's Maiser, but a regular Yisrael is allowed to eat Maiser if Trumas Maiser was taken off. The Rav explains that since before he took off Trumas Maiser, it wasn't fitting, so too, it's not a Davar Haroy Lios Kodesh. Question is, it's bothered me, and I saw that the Tosfos Yontif brings that the Rash asks this. How is this any different than any other chulin? Because in the beginning, it's tevel. Person didn't take off truma, it's tevel. So why is this any different? So it's tevel for trumas meiser. Right now, it's fitting, and before it was also davar lios kodesh because it was tevel for trumas meiser, and that's called roy lios kodesh, just like regular tevel. So Tosfos Yontif actually brings the Rambam shita that we're dealing with a case where it was never chayiv in truma gedola, in regular truma, because he gave it to the kohen in its stalks. We've had this case in the past, and the only trumas meisers he had to take off, the levi, but it never had a chiv of truma in the beginning. So therefore, it's not called a davar roy lios kodesh. The next case in the Mishnah, v'loy mimaiser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu, and also you can't pay the kohen back if you would eat his truma from maiser sheni or hekdesh that you are poida, she'ein hekdesh poida es hekdesh. You can't pay back, according to Reb Meir, you can't pay back what you owe to the kohen from something that's hekdesh. What's hekdesh? Even maiser sheni and hekdesh, stuff that belonged to the Bedek Abayis, even if you're poida it, even though it's chula now, since initially it was hekdesh, you can't potter yourself with that, even though you're poida it now. The Chachamim matirin be'elu, but the Chachamim matir with these. So what are the Chachamim matir? What do we mean these? So some of Farshim explain that they only mean the last few cases, which is the way the Rav explains, that it's Maiser Sheni and Hekdesh, that on those, Chachamim allowed a person to pay back the Kohen with Maiser Sheni and Hekdesh that was Poida. And the Rambam says this in his Peirush Mishnayos. However, the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka explains, because it's actually a machlokes in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachamim, when they matter a person to pay, they're going on the whole Mishnah that even leket shichcha and peya, one is allowed to pay the kohen. I'm not sure the svara. I wasn't able to learn the Yerushalmi, but it could be that perhaps davar roy lios kodesh just means that right now it's roy lios kodesh, that it's chulin, but not that you would need from the beginning that it was roy lios kodesh that you were able to be mafresh it as truma, because leket shichcha and peya, obviously they never had a chiv truma to begin with.